Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Here I go. But one thing's for sure, when it comes to this AEW belt, the only people that would ever have a chance to beat me, ever, are either not here, they're already tired, or they are already dead.
Our lives.
apparently WWE is dead. And apparently AEW has murdered WWE. So I want to take this time to send my heartfelt condolences to all the WWE fans like myself and you out there, because unfortunately we lost a good one. That in WWE, it will never be forgotten. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrestle Talking to D, a sad Wrestle Talking to D, because we won't be able to talk WWE anymore, because they're dead. Let's bring in our friends, Dominic. What's up, Dominic?
What's going on?
Apparently WWE is dead. You got any final remarks?
They should have come to Detroit first when they started back on the road. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Should have come to Detroit first.
It's going to be all right, Dominic. It's going to be all right.
Okay, my baby. Who gonna hold me? Who gonna cherish me? No. 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 No.
It ain't right. It ain't right, Martez.
Ooh, man. Man, oh, man.
You still there?
No, I'm here. I'm here, Dom. I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm here.
What's up, Kayvon?
Not much. It's been a long time coming. Yes, yes. And some might say the big dog has seen this coming. The tribal chief, the head of the table, yes. I've seen this coming. Is WWE dead? Well, it's not dead yet. For Roman Reigns already said, once he's banished or once he's squashed Daniel Bryan, he's not allowed to come back. So, in a way, I'm kind of happy for AEW. I'm going to touch on that a little bit. But yeah, I'm kind of happy for AEW. As far as Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, well, let's just say now they have to get the ball rolling for real, for real.
Yeah. I mean, just there's so many talents that have been just sitting on the shelf or just sitting rotten in WWE. Now with the relinquished or with the release or just the contract, whatever situation may have been, contract with the release, they're going to, you know, these other promotions and showing their talent and showing their capability of what WWE should have cherished and brought to light. So I'm happy though.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
People like Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. We should say now. Go back to that. CM Punk, Ruby Soho are over there. Man, it's just, yeah, like the saying is, one man's loss is another person, another man's treasure. So that's all it is to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Are we waiting on Martez, or is it me and you chopping it up right now?
It's me and you chopping it up right now until he get back.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we did. We thought you was going bye-bye.
Well, all righty then.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Much better.
Oh man, I don't know what happened. I guess I was using a different microphone. I guess it wasn't projecting what I was trying to say, but it is what it is. It's live radio. We've been through this before. I apologize, guys. I thought you guys heard me, but yeah, it's so much to get into. I was enjoying what you guys were saying. Gosh, it's a lot to get into. But before we do that, let's get over to Kayvon with his big 4+1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I am back with the big 4+1. Number one, Roman Reigns. He has been on in the hot seat for a while, and now coming up on Friday Night SmackDown, Brock Lesnar will be in attendance. So I wonder how that will play out. And of course, number two, his special counsel Paul Heyman. What side will he be on? We all seen last Friday where the beast incarnate himself called Paul Heyman. So where do Paul Heyman loyalty lie? Now we also have Naomi. Right now she's on SmackDown, but she isn't getting anything done. So will Naomi go to Roman and join the bloodline, or will she get some momentum? Then we have the return of Drake Maverick. If you all have not seen it, he came back on Monday Night Raw during the 24/7 championship match. So that could be something. And of course, the plus one. I know you all have seen it when Roman Reigns destroyed Finn Balor. He was walking to the back, the lights went red, and you heard two heartbeats. So could the Demon King come back, and will the Demon King challenge this Roman, the Tribal Chief? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kayvon's Big 4+1.
Oh, wait.
Oh man, yeah. What you were saying, Dominic, it's a lot of good topics within that big four that we can talk about, and I think we're gonna have enough time to get to that today. I think it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. Let me just say this: whatever side you root for, whatever side you on, if you are on any side, I think it's a good time to be a fan. I think this is the hottest that I've seen wrestling since the late 90s, early 2000s. Dominic, I don't know if you can attest to that. I know we grew up at the same time watching the Attitude Era and when it was at its highest. I know, Kayvon, you are the historian, and you've seen what they did back in the day. But this right now, I think we're approaching a new era in wrestling. And it's been boiling for the last 3 years. You know, it's nice to see, it was always nice to see a new promotion come on the scene, a promotion that will give WWE a run for their money. I'm not saying, you all know I wasn't a huge fan of AEW, but I'm still happy that they're around. This past Sunday, they really stuck their flag in the ground and said, we are here. What's up? Like, the moves they've been making have legitimized them so much. You know, to the point where you got people asking, is WWE in trouble? Is WWE dead? I think WWE should start taking notice to what's going on. I'm thinking that for sure. So it's a lot we can dissect about. What were you guys' assessment of what happened Sunday with all these returns and debuts? Yeah,
I'll kick it off. Like you said, WWE cannot be oblivious for it. And they're not hurting. Or, I know they can't pretty much say it, but it's showing that they're in stage one. So they're of being in trouble down the road. like they're not done. They're not done. When this is yet, but that we start and go down the line, like you said, AEW just put the flag down, saying they're here, just start battleground. Once more, like I said, more superstars, somebody just don't want to put over or start to leave, whatever, firing, release, contract, expiration, yada, yada, yada. Start going over to AEW. Even Impact, like I said, Impact, Ring of Honor, D1, New Japan, AAA, et cetera, et cetera, NLW. Start to leave, and everybody that they're trying to, quote unquote, develop, or trying to sell them like this, or said, this is it. This is the new over person, or this is the new up and comer that, we don't perceive him well, he or she, or get good for you, or just don't care for. It's going to be a problem, great merchandise, as well, audience attendance. When they when them numbers really started going number one over that, that's when WWE needs to realize, they're on the Titanic, that their shit is about to. So, AEW just keep doing what they're doing. I still say AEW so much for my in the like that, mid-90s, they were kind of emerging and getting the WWF superstars and the whole politics way about it. That they probably kind of too much on that high horse, or it wasn't like, we've seen this before, but yeah, don't get too comfortable. Just minor adjustment, and they can just, the king of the hill of wrestling, if you can say so. I say it's a five-step plan, five stage of just, when children are looking at some of them. When WWE had finally lost. Okay, Von, you
want to
add on to it?
Well, compared to the first time I've seen AEW, I'm going to hop on that train later on in the show. I did not watch the AEW pay-per-view on Sunday, but I have seen some highlights via Instagram. So, of course, I know it's been some returns like Daniel Bryan and Ruby Riott and Adam Cole and some other wrestlers. And I was like, okay, cool. But my loyalty lies between Raw, NXT, and yep. SmackDown. So, you know, yep. AEW, I don't really watch it no more. I watched it one time, and that was it. Can't do it no more.
Hey,
well,
Kayvon.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead,
Marquez.
I can wait.
Yeah, I'm going to let you jump in a minute. Kayvon, what I do like about what you said is that your loyalty is with WWE, and that's where I'm at on this, bro. And Dominic, I'm not saying you're not loyal to WWE. Kayvon just actually said it. But I'm loyal to WWE. For what reason, I don't know, but I find myself wanting to root for them even harder, because what bothers me about this, and we can stretch out this conversation tonight, is those, and I guess it's a new word. I don't know if it's been around a long time, but marks, they are going out their way to basically say that this is the beginning of the end for WWE. But I disagree with that. I think WWE needs to take notice of this. I think WWE needs to take notice of this, but at the same time, I think this is a good thing, because this can be used to get WWE off their behind and give us better storylines, give us better feuds, and give us more creativity, if you will. So I think WWE can use this as motivation. You know, in a weird way, I think Vince McMahon is enjoying this right now. I don't know, but in a weird way, I think he's enjoying this. Why else would he release all these good, talented performers? Maybe he wants some competition. Maybe he wants them to awaken the beast. So I charge people to pump the brakes. Please pump the brakes. Don't get me wrong, because I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth tonight. AEW, it's a player now. They are a true contender now. No question about it. Like, anybody can see that. But please do not sleep on WWE, because I'm pretty sure they're whipping up something. A new version of WWE is coming with new talent, fresh superstars, and things of that nature. That's just my opinion on what's going to happen in the future, Dominic.
I'm not saying no good. Well, if this was a relationship, I'm not saying this hired female that's just, you know, in the phrase, cheaper to keep. I don't know what I found a female that was either or. I guess just metaphorically, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm still sticking with it. Of course, that's my day one. As they say in the street. But I'm not in so much denial, or I'm so much paying attention, even though I'm sticking with it. But it's like I see the signs, I see the moves. But I feel like as well, that still takes another week. I feel like there's a whole lot of adjustments they can do, but I feel now they're not going to do. They're going to have to kind of cover up or make or cut corners or go through loopholes to kind of call themselves satisfying or giving us a brand new product, a brand new way, a brand new tool. You know, that doesn't new superstar. I mean, yeah, they're going out. They're going. It seems like trying to do their old, going back to their old days. Upcoming superstar, going to NFL games or college facilities or the Olympics or you know, be special, sports entertainment, at, you know, strongman lifting, tough man competition, you know, as well, trying to tell people, you know, boxing, MMA. But, I mean, Messi getting to the point. He's trying to go back to his key thinking, just always with those. So, you know, 80s and the 90s, it's not working. He needs pressure, a person, a much more relevant, more, you know, a more open minded, and not just people, person like Triple H to be the one to take over. And so that's one, my opinion, one of the first type of fights he's made. But it's showing to him that it's not working. This is me talking.
Yeah, Chavon?
I got none.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about. We're going to stick with AEW, but Ruby Soho. Ruby Soho, Ruby Riott, whatever you want to call her. I think maybe a few years ago, I mean, we've always dropped Ruby Riott's name on this show. We talked about her, but I couldn't be more happier for her that she's already in a championship match for AEW. Well, she has the right to fight for the championship against Britt Baker. I think whenever she wants to, I'm happy for her. You know, she's one of the best talented wrestlers in the industry. You know, I felt like she should have got more of a fair chance in WWE. So this is something that I'm happy about. I think she's going to shine in AEW. And I feel as if AEW's female roster is beginning to be a bit more deep. Like, the name of the game is get people that you know. We know Ruby Riott. We know Thunder Rosa. You know, Jade Cargill. She's turning into be a household name, as well as Britt Baker. Like, get people that we know, okay? And I couldn't be more happier for Ruby that she's in a place that will hopefully allow her to be who she really are, who she really is, and that's a primetime performer in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anybody want to add to that?
No, as well, I mean, and then some of their upper comments, I think I mentioned on previous, like, so they have a lot of, quite a few up-and-coming stars. Like, I think Big Swole is which is Cedric Alexander's wife. He's a star in the making. Diamante, that's you. Oh my God, that's another, like, real straight up, I can believe, can't stand each other feud right now. That's going for the female. They're sparking. And I'm forgetting the other female wrestler they have. She's more the amateur wrestling. Got the amateur wrestling background. I know she had a title match not too long over in the NWA for the female championship. But they're starting to come. They're starting to break out. Learn one of those. I started finally getting old. What's her name as well? That's what the best friend. She's another name. Yeah, I feel like it's starting about to be a household. So there. Give them a chance. They're going to kind of go through, you know, their female roster, shape it up, and probably just be more well known, well over, and oftentimes superstars to the point that.
Well, since I don't really watch AEW like that, I'm going to see what they do with Ruby Riott. I want to see her do some things that I've never seen her do. Because we all seen, of course, when she was in WWE, there was booking her, but we didn't really get to see her full potential. So with AEW, I'm hoping to see her full potential. I want to see her go all out on AEW.
Oh, yes. We're going to see. We're going to see what's going to happen with her. I bet good money that they're going to use her properly. Obviously, I don't know for sure, but I bet good money they're going to use her properly. I want to stick with AEW as we prepare to shift to a little WWE. I don't know about you all, and I know, K-Val, you said you didn't watch it, but I was excited to see Adam Cole in AEW as well as Bryan Danielson. But I'm afraid that Adam Cole is going to end up being a lackey or just another guy in the Elite. You know, I felt like for him to debut, it should have been the debut of his own. You know, I didn't like the fact that they debuted him and Daniel Bryan at the same time, because debuting him and Daniel Bryan at the same time, it kind of lessens his debut. You know, it kind of makes his debut look small for them to debut Daniel Bryan at the same time in the same segment. That's the only thing that I didn't like about that pay-per-view. You know, I'm trying my best to like that part, but that part, I'm still not there yet, Dominic. I didn't think that was a good move. But that's my opinion. That's my opinion. Because the moment DB came out, or BD, whatever you want to call him, it lessened Adam Cole's debut. I thought that was the wrong move. Heck, Adam Cole could have debuted tomorrow night, for that matter, on Dynamite or something like that. But Dominic, you saw this, man. You saw this segment, and I'm interested to find out how you feel about what happened.
Like I said, I saw this segment. Well, we was happy at first. It looked like Omega was cutting his promo, kind of what he said in the world, and, you know, et cetera. You know, the music hit, and it was Adam Cole, baby. And we thought he was going to, you know, challenge Omega. Go against his former squad member. I mean, who's the tell so far? It's early. I know, as you saw, he joined forces. And storyline scenario is probably the best compared to WWE. News in regards to get out today. If he would have stayed on the main roster, I'm told, wasn't going to be arrested. It's going to be. Mm-hmm. Talking panic. So, and Adam Cole is bringing so much potential. You know, he's an underdog main event. You know, like he's pretty much somewhat a mid carder, but that can put on a 5-star main event match with the best of them. Which he really didn't get that opportunity there, you know. I mean, you saw a glance of it, but already. The time, you know, that NXT, I mean, Survivor Series, NXT at the stage. But we definitely saw it there at NXT. But, you know, anywhere else, you step up with Adam Cole, Mike Ronnie, and so there. Is also named a superstar in the name. So I don't know. He may, to my look like he may be a flop, but he may go to it may be something down the line. Maybe it's going to be you know, no, of course, Cody is not a part of the Elite faction. He was a member. No, the other member was just out with his wife's pregnancy. Adam King and Paige. You may not know, they may have a little lion down the line. He may betray them. They may kick them out. And them three may come of forces and possibly down the line may get a Mr. Phenomenal to, you know, add to their faction. So it's just, you know, time will tell. So I'm kind of happy he's there. I guess I'm coming for ratings. Now, to answer the question, or as you said, you didn't like the thing, Brian James kind of came out and interrupted his segment, his moment short. I mean, it was video form that came out prior that they had kind of talked about at the video. So I guess they want to push push the speed. I don't know, was it a Raven thing? Yeah, that's what it looked like. Of course, that's one of the reasons why I bring James and Adam Cole came over. That he did see that. So, to having, you know, having a match with him, so, for AEW, so. I don't know, is it a, you know, would they go have a start off? Is it a, you know, or if they done, you know, of course he's going after that that title of Omega. So I don't know, as usual, kind of Omega mixing up with his elite friends, kind of throwing them to the brain. In order for you gotta, you know, go through him, which was much harder. I somewhat understand where you're coming from. It kind of gets to me a tabic cut short. I think they probably could have saved one of the other. Prior, you know, they beat to the dead one and they beat the other one, you know, on Dynamite, but it was good. I like it, so. And I'm not the best AEW fan, like I said, I've been kind of somewhat bashing on certain stuff. I learned to just not so much bash it, but I've been saying to the state of what they do. But it was me.
I got you. I get what you're saying, Dominic. You're making some good points, man. For real. Now, with all that being said, for me, WWE is still the more deeper promotion. It has the deeper roster. They just got to do a better job at these storylines and these feuds. But if you guys don't mind, I want to shift gears, man. I want to shift gears to one particular person and one particular person that I need a major push out of her. I don't know how you all feel about it, but I need a major push, and I think they're ready to do something with her that will put her in the main event scene. And I'm talking about my girl, my boo, Naomi. For the last 2 weeks, and Kayvon, we're going to start off with you on this, but for the last 2 weeks, Naomi has been asking for a match on SmackDown. She's been asking Sonya Deville, one of the WWE officials, matchmakers, and Sonya Deville is brushing her off like she don't mean nothing. I think we are either in for a major heel turn or a major babyface turn. either way, I think it's going to be major because they're giving Naomi some important time on SmackDown. Like, she is, her segments are important because of the seeds that they're planting, because what they're because of the hints that they're giving us. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if she's going to join the Bloodline, if she's going to do a different gimmick on her own. I don't know if she's going to end up wrestling Sonya Deville. I don't know. But I know Kayvon has something to say about this.
Well, I told you once that Brock Lesnar was going to come back. What happened? He came back. And now I'm saying this right here, right now. Naomi is going to go to Roman, and she is going to join the Bloodline only because Roman Reigns did say he's looking for somebody else to join it, specifically a woman. So, with that being said, if Naomi joins the Bloodline, then Sonya Deville can be like, okay, cool, she's with her family, she's with the Tribal Chief, which means he gets to set up matches for Naomi, and hopefully Naomi can win the belt from Becky. So that way now the Bloodline literally has all the gold until Roman Reigns drop out or leave. But that's the direction that Naomi is going. She's going to get fed up with Sonya, and she's going to go to the Tribal Chief, and boom, there you go. The Bloodline is now complete.
Yeah, that can easily happen. You know, I could see that happening before any other speculation happened. That she go to Roman, that she joins the Bloodline, that he is the one that makes things happen for her. I can see that totally happened. And honestly, I think she should be the next person to get the belt. I really do. Becky Lynch doesn't need it for a long time. I just don't think she does. Dom, what you feel about this, man?
Hey, Kayvon, I got to give you your props. That's the only way I'm going to keep it short because I'm not big fan of her. I've been in my feeling test. So. Yeah, that's the only way I see it. I'm just got to see it that it's to the point it's a major skill. Your boo, what's the name? Come on, Marcia, that's cut me out.
Yeah, I can't hear you all the way.
Hello? Can you hear me?
A little bit. You might want to, I don't know if I'll turn my volume up, but I can't hear you that much.
Okay. Naomi. Okay. Naomi. It's obviously Naomi has to go. She's a fan favorite, but right now she's another one of the females right now that's kind of and interaction, you just need a little part. So on the Bloodline will give her a big confidence and a big chip on her shoulder. I would like to see another bump. I would like to see her going to get Sonya Deville, turn to Sonya. She's been waiting on her, playing him for a bump. But I don't know. She's like the. I feel like they should use her as a point like they did with a female version, like they did with Eric Corbin. Someone's girl manager. Towards bigger, but kind of throw them in, you know, will wrestle through or take a few bumps here and there. You know, I think they should do that. That's just Naomi. Yeah, man, Naomi, I think she needs like a little kind of persona right now. You know, more take on a darker him. She has those phases. So I think Naomi is the best one.
Well, I guess we got to wait and see what's going to happen in the coming weeks. But we know something good is coming. Don't mess it up, WWE. Don't mess it up. Wow. NXT is on tonight. And, Dominic, tell me if I'm wrong for feeling this way, but I don't care. I don't mean to be harsh. Kayvon, you tell me if I'm wrong for feeling this way, but NXT is in a transition period. This NXT, allegedly, as we known it, is over after tonight. Next week, there's going to be a new revamp NXT. I don't know what to expect, but as we know it, this is the final night for the black and gold legacy of NXT. And I have no interest in watching this because I don't think anything can develop furthermore after tonight. I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, y'all tell me I'm wrong this week or next week. But what is your interest level in NXT today and in the future? Dominic. Okay, Ron.
I mean, it's still one of my favorite shows. It's the more fresher, exciting, like I said, you know, just straight up storylines. It's entertaining. It's not involved, you know. You know, it's someone to be a little better. I'm still just with it. I mean, I just want to see, like you said earlier in the show, no matter what, still, you know, we still going to stick with it, be loyal, stick with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's turn one, it's end of the era, not just Adam Cole, but as you said, Bill Body Transfer, like my man, Mr. Johnny Ratchet, Tommaso.
Yep.
You know, maybe Candice LeRae, Pete Dunne, you know. I don't know, you know, maybe we may get some surprises, some may return to the roster, but maybe we can see a return of Mr. Bad Bear. Go back to the main roster, maybe a William Regal may, like, you know, go back to another person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm gotta stick to him. I'm not going front, bro. A moment ago, I was tuning in to try to look at Bayley Ray versus Temple. You know, that seemed like a nice fresh view for Bayley Ray to make a thing for herself. So we gotta somewhat stick to pay attention. You know what's coming. We're going to get a lot of thrown together up-and-coming talent that's not ready, but it's the whole Vince model. They got the look, and they're up. They got the look, and they got charisma. They're big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we pretty much want back to. That old mind frame up there. I just want, you know, like I said, that show just been one of my favorite wrestling, you know, just shows, I don't know, we play leagues or whatever, then fun to watch. Since the whole, when it started, you know, the season one, you know, from Seth Rollins, you know, the Shield group, you know, Seth Rollins,
Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, you know, et cetera. And it's just been getting better. You know, each season has been getting better and better. So, you know, it's, to me, like I said, the NFC roster from each year is like your NBA, your NFL draft. Like, sometimes your number one pick or your number one person may not, you know, may not be always live up to the hype of the diamond in the dirt, you know,
right.
Person that got picked last or got picked, you know, that probably should have got picked first.
Yeah.
Came up there that nobody cared about or probably was going to out to get the best. That's what NXT is like.
Right.
Who's going to, you know, come off of him later, you know, who do it, get out of here. So that's the reason why I still stick around in the fight. My
I will say don't count out NXT just yet. I know, Martez, I know, brother, you said it sucks. But
no, I'm not saying it sucks. I just feel like tonight is useless to watch it because this is quote unquote without them saying it an end of an era of this version of NXT from what I've read. Now I don't think I just feel like the storylines won't carry over to next week. I could be wrong, but yeah, go. I'm sorry, Kayvon, go ahead.
Oh no, you good? Well, in that case, I agree with you 100%. This is, of course, the end of the era tonight. Next week, it's a new thing. I may watch it just to see what Vince McMahon does, but it won't be the same as what we are used to.
Well, in that case, I mean, I hope that it's better, you know, but it's going to be hard to top NXT the way it was. You know, even before I started watching it, because I've just been watching it the last 2 years, but Dominic been watching it for longer than that, and I don't know how long you've been watching it, Kayvon, but if anything, I hope it gets, hopefully it gets better than what it was, you know, but it's going to be a hard act to follow.
Yeah, I've been somewhat, you know, I ain't gonna say I was too basic. I've been, you know, I kind of fell off because of, you know, I ain't gonna say fell off. It was the fact like my mini master and for certain shows or certain partners and so not able to get access to where, you know, what it's about. But, you know, was always trying to follow, you know, down there and to the point of, you know, once they came to the main roster, you know, and that's by the way that's kind of started. It's like, okay, I know Tyler Black. Oh, now he's part of this three-man, you know, trio, three-part trio that wears all black, had like security, rebellious, you know, vigilantes, you know, whatnot. Oh, he wants to go that stuff wrong? Okay. So, it's just you want to see what you know. Of course, you want to see what they're going to get right. What the deal? Like you say, something you said, Martez. What they're going to change? What they're going to see? What they're going to get right? What they're going to get wrong?
Yeah.
You know, you just I don't know. It's tough with them, but it's like I said once again. We're gonna
be there for the I'm gonna open up to you guys. Is there anything you all wanna discuss topic wise? Because I know I've been throwing out the topics tonight, but I wanna take this time out. If you all wanted to throw out some topics.
Okay,
I'll put you all on the spot.
No, it's clean. Kayvon, you got one?
I mean, I was gonna say Paul Heyman, but you know, I don't know what with that. And then, of course, another type that came up with Finn Balor and the Demon King.
Yeah, I think that very well may be one of the more intriguing things that's going to come out of the WWE camp, the whole awakening of the Demon King, because you know WWE, they got to have some kind of a demon or some kind of a dark character, especially with the fact that Bray Wyatt is out of there. No more Kane, no more Undertaker. Karrion Kross, I thought he could be that, but I don't know at this point, but I'm excited. I've never been more excited for a demon than the Demon King. In real life, I'm not excited about demons, but in the world of wrestling, I am. And I think what they teased us with on Friday night, it got me really excited. I'm like, okay, this has some legs. What's going to happen next then? You know, so for me, Kayvon, I am so happy that they're going to jump out in the deep end and bring the Demon King back. But my question is, when? I don't know.
I may have an idea. But before I start, Dominic?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to say something about the Demon King before I start going?
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, that's the theme of my character. Like, it's time to bring that. I'm not going to go too much on the rant because I know today I've been these bad shows rant while I take over. I say the superstars, alter ego, alter ego character, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Finn Balor with the, you know, demon, Edge going back to the vintage bro, you know, the bro Edge.
Right.
you know, that's another thing, an issue. I think a lot of WWE stuff on the main roster, like I think I said before, they don't want to turn one, they get comfortable and trying to wait on somebody when they know that what they're perceiving is not selling. They got it, but they just need to get back. I was talking about Naomi, who's not good to go for more, but he'll care. You know, he'll Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything, you know, just overnight with some a superstar, giving you a new persona about them, a new, you know, that's the reason why I love Nick Foley. You know, and introducing a new character and really selling it. I mean, yeah, I know I talked about I can't think of it. Austin Ross, the superhero gimmick, which I'm like I said, that one I'm just not a fan of. To a degree. But anyway, we're not going to dwell on that. You know, introducing new stuff. You know, but still, you know, someone going back to the original form, kind of like in comic book, you know, Ultimate Universe type of thing. a dimension thing. So,
yeah.
I'm down for it.
Okay. Well, going back to Friday night, once Roman Reigns defeated Finn Balor, as Roman and Paul Heyman was walking towards the back, of course, we all saw the lights turn red and we heard the two heartbeats. Roman Reigns looked up and he heard it. Paul Heyman did not, which means Paul Heyman don't know what's about to happen. So Roman continued about his business like ain't never happened. So this is my prediction.
at Extreme Rules, once Roman get done beating up Brock Lesnar, that is when the Demon King is going to come out and hopefully challenge Roman. So at Survivor Series, we'll have the Tribal Chief versus the Demon King. And, of course, that is going to be a match for the centuries only because Finn Balor couldn't get the job done. So now he has to call on his alter ego, the Demon King. And I don't think the Demon King will get the job done either, but WWE could surprise me.
But, Kayvon, I do not, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you real quick, only because the Demon King is undefeated. The Demon King is undefeated. He's never lost. However, I don't want them to put the Demon King versus Roman because, and this is where I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. Yes, the Demon King is undefeated. Roman shouldn't be able to beat the Demon King. However, I think they're going to make him beat the Demon King. So, therefore, I don't want that match to happen at all because I want the Demon King to stay undefeated. But at the same time, I don't want the Demon King, Finn Balor, to beat Roman Reigns right now. You know, I think there's only two people that I want to beat Roman Reigns, and that's Big E Langston or Seth Rollins. And I do not want the Demon King to be tarnished, you know. And I don't want Roman, because Roman, we're still in the early stages of this Roman Reigns story that's been going on for the latter part of the year, for over a year. We're still in the early stages. He still he has to get through Brock Lesnar. He has to possibly take on Bobby Lashley at Survivor Series. He has to get to The Rock at some point. And then at that point, somebody's going to have to beat him, and I think it's going to be Big E or Seth freaking Rollins. So, Kayvon, I get what you were saying, but I don't know, man. I just don't want to see the match happen.
I got a rebuttal. I'm gonna go against that. But before I get to the rebuttal, Dominic, do you want to jump in?
All I'm gonna say is Kayvon, after Marquez proves his point, I 1,000% agree though. Like I said, I stand my point. I like to see superstars. That's just my thing. Have a point. Just shot off the Eagles or another, you know, gimmick character. But I really don't want to. If we can save the Demon character, because right now, but I'm on your side until the first day, Ron, because we want to see the Tribal Chief maintain his universal title.
Yeah.
So, speaking like that.
And one more thing, Kayvon, before you jump down my throat. I would be more okay with the Demon King beating Roman Reigns after this year's WrestleMania. Now, I would like to see them build towards bringing the Demon King back. I don't know if it'll necessarily take 5 months to do that, but I just think right now, Roman and the Demon King shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen at all.
Okay. Now, I'm not about to hop down your throat. I'm just about to set the table in order again.
Ooh.
Yes, you're right about the Demon King. He is undefeated. But you also have to realize so is this Roman. This Roman he didn't lose yet. So to keep his momentum going, to keep him at the top of the tower, if Roman Reigns beat, or actually no, not if, when Roman Reigns beat the Demon King Finn Balor, then people are going to see what kind of man Roman Reigns really is. Only because Roman Reigns will be the first one to destroy the Demon King, which will put him at the top of the list saying, look, I can defeat anybody. I can defeat somebody that ain't never lost. So what else do you have for me? But that is if he can defeat the Demon King, and this will be the Demon King's first loss. But if they book it right, then, of course, they will say the Demon King put up a fight. You know, he's strong, but he got one loss, and that one loss is by your tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Boom.
But I like the heat that you brought. I like that. I love it. But why would, in their right mind, why would they bring back the Demon King? Why would they allow Finn Balor to summon the Demon King? Because obviously Finn Balor can't beat Roman on his own. So why would they allow Finn to summon the arrival of the Demon King only for the Demon King to lose? I think that would be a bad move on creative's part. It will essentially, and I get tired of using this word, but I'm going to use it because I think it's overused, but essentially it will bury the Demon King, and it will lessen the value of the Demon King, because the Demon King essentially is supposed to be the one to fight the battles for Finn Balor and trample over his competitors. So that's why I feel like I would be okay with Roman being the one that brings the Demon King back. But the Demon King will have to go and wrestle somebody else.
Okay.
But that's just where I'm at on it, because unless Finn Balor got a third alter ego, then I'm okay with Roman beating the Demon King. But if he doesn't,
I
think that would be the wrong one.
I know.
Go ahead.
You got to bring back his Bullet Club off the Eagles, the Chris Devlin.
Oh.
The Chris Devlin. The Prince. It got to come out. Like, I'm agreeing with you. He needs to save the demon for another time, because we want the demon to battle to be like what the Fiend, the Bray Wyatt Fiend wanted was supposed to be. You know, and that's what we call ourselves when Finn Balor came with passion to come back to the main roster for the Demon to go against the Fiend. But look,
right.
Why is released? So I don't know. We may need the return of Papa Shango.
Yeah.
The bookie that's the
topic. Hey, maybe, man, maybe. But Kayvon and Dominic, I don't know if you all see this, but they are protecting Finn Balor, in my opinion. I think Finn Balor, for them to bring him back to the main roster, to put him on SmackDown, their ace show, and to throw him in these important storylines, is telling me one thing. It's telling me that at some point he's going to be champion. You know, that's what it's telling me. So I think eventually we're going to get a Finn Balor Universal Championship run. And I'm okay with him being the one to beat Roman, but it has to be after Roman gets through the Rock. So either Finn, Seth, or Big E. But this is a great topic, great conversation that you brought up, Kayvon.
I actually have an idea, and I'm glad you brought this up. Some people may say my mind is crazy, because it is. What if Roman Reigns, like you said, what if Roman Reigns bring back the Demon King? But instead of Roman Reigns fighting the Demon King, Finn Balor, they say people, Finn Balor joins the Bloodline and go after the Intercontinental Championship, destroy King Shinsuke Nakamura. So that way, you know, we have the Demon King as the Intercontinental Championship, but mm-hmm. or the champion, but of course, the Demon King is there to fight off Roman Reigns' battles for those who are trying to step up, but they are not worthy of going against the Tribal Chief.
Hey, man, you went to a whole nother level. But...
that's early 90s creative. That don't sound bad at all. That's something like...
Right, right.
You know, that us as fans would pitch. But they say, nah, it's not selling. But then once they do go with their pitch and don't sell, then there's someone to do. When it's too little, too late. So... yeah, that's a great idea.
Creating
a flow like that to WWE, that's what I would WWE expect and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And one thing I do agree with you on, K-Bond, is Finn Balor, he should go after that IC title because I think Finn Balor could actually do what The Miz did a few years ago, and he can make that championship important. You know, I like Shinsuke with it. I think it's cool that he has it, but they're still missing somebody that can make that title relevant again. You know? And I think Finn can make that title relevant.
I think the IC title is best. I mean, the European IC title right now, you know, make it to international superstars who is more than over. Like I said, Nakamura, I know he lost his value. Let's give him a shot. If not, I think put him on Balor. And I think, the value was so much. So far.
Mm-hmm.
So are we done with this topic? Is a new one up for debate? Because I got one.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. How you guys feel about last Monday, Nia and Charlotte fight during that match? What's your thoughts? Do you think that business? Do you think they did fight you? Nia, but the same indicating that was about the Nia, so that the performance center? Or was it saying that Nia, you were set that Nia for a Nia title push? Charlotte, like, she can stall. What is that topic?
You want to go first, K-Von?
No, I'm gonna have you go first.
All right. Well, I liked it on so many levels. I liked it number one because there was a level of authenticity involved in it. I think we had a chance to see these two women in the middle of a match, in the middle of a televised match, around a large capacity of people. These two people, they got off script because they were irritated with each other, and they got into a little scrap. So I enjoyed the fact that these two were able to
get off script and really settle a score with each other. Now, I don't know. I don't think they have beef behind the scenes. They just got into it. Like, if one of us, one day we may get into it on air, but, like, once that happens, we're going to leave it at that and move on to the next show. I don't think it was nothing big, but it was cool to see it, you know, because they obviously was frustrated with each other. But the second thing that I was excited about, for the first time since she had the title back in 2018, Dominik or Kayvon, I think that was the last time she had it. Nia Jax, she looked like a legit title contender. I remember when she was the monster, and she was viewed as a legit contender, and that was the first time in many years that I've seen that Nia Jax, and I want more of it. And I feel like she should be thrown into the title picture. I feel like she should have that belt next. But we got Alexa Bliss against Charlotte at Extreme Rules. And I'm okay with Alexa having it too, because Alexa, she haven't had it in a while. But Nia Jax, you know, I was excited.
Oh, this is about it. No, it's your floor. My bad.
I'm all done.
Kayvon, you next? Yep, Kayvon.
So I was actually, I was excited to see Charlotte Flair taking on a competitor like Nia Jax. Here we see we know Charlotte Flair can go to that to that level of defeating people, but last week on Monday Night Raw we had, you know, like Martell said, we have a little scrabble, but at the end of the day, Nia Jax scored the pinfall. This week, however, Shayna Baszler got involved, and well, the Queen retained. So it's excited to see that, of course, Charlotte Flair is taking on bigger people such as Nia Jax. But now that I can't really say Nia Jax is out the title picture, it's just she got scooted onto the side a little bit. So now we have Alexa Bliss taking on Charlotte Flair at Extreme Rules. And I'm actually excited to see this match only because we have somebody creepy taking on the Queen. And hopefully we will see Nia Jax taking on Charlotte Flair again, but I want the belt to be on Nia Jax for at least a short while.
And guys, this is another thing that I don't like. You know, they've built Alexa Bliss to be this dominant character for since the pandemic, right? Since the at a certain point during the beginning of the pandemic, she started to transform into this character. I always thought that this character was going to lead to a championship. This is what I don't understand. Like, I feel like Alexa should win on at Extreme Rules because they've been building her to be this dominant supernatural character. But at the same time, I'm tired of seeing these short title reigns from Charlotte Flair. I want my baby to get a long title reign. And it's the same situation with Finn Balor. You know, don't put Alexa Bliss, she has to win this match or else it will be for nothing that they've made her this dominant supernatural character. So I feel two different kind of ways about this because I don't want Charlotte to lose right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, me. My final thought is, me personally, I'm kind of giving, I mean, I'd like us to agree, the whole female team, but I'm kind of giving, slowly giving up on it. is just like the theme character. That character she does, I feel like doesn't leave the title. But if she was the regular Alexa Bliss, yeah. That's just me. But I'm ready more for a new face with the title. Not a new face, but someone who another. Just like we said for the years when the man same old. It's now against the point of the female. I'm ready for a strong Nia title. It's like that's what I said with me with Charlotte. Charlotte's gonna get there, but I feel like it's just too easy to put the title on her. I feel like she needs, you know, I was happy that Rhea won it. I wanted Rhea to keep it, but they took it back from Rhea to Charlotte. And with the whole, back to the whole shoot, I like the fact that, well, both of that end, they're how the way they are, you know, Charlotte's kind of adapted now. I want Charlotte to adapt the sound of like her father, that phrase of dirty player in the game. I would like that where Charlotte can kind of use that mind frame, that gimmick a little bit more now. You know, I want her to lose the title so she can start to be more of a, and her ways of going, you know, getting out of her heart for her to become more, like, kind of in the ways of her father, kind of, yeah, dirty, more dirty and deceptive to another title line in a way. And her matches. It's time for Nia. I mean, I don't know if it's a liability insurance for her not working well with others and grand them.
Sorry to cut you off, but I think that's well overblown. I don't think you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. I don't think she's injuring people because she's careless and things of that nature. I don't see where people get this from. You know, freak accidents happen from time to time, but she has this label that she's a bad worker, or she's not somebody good to work with in the ring because she injures people. And I don't know what other people see, but I don't see it, Dominic. So that part I don't like.
I see, I really see a little like Charlotte. That's what I said. They both have some a little arrogance. Like Nia has a little arrogance with her. I mean, Nia. Because, you know, of course, because of her family background, like Charlotte has. But it's just the way she kind of like, I mean, for us outside wrestling, somebody of a big size, not a female, that Nia do. She is like, she is a get along, lovely person. Like, she don't have, always have bad blood, like, essentially bad blood, like, get somebody, excuse me. But it's the way how she is. So, as a big kind of plus size female, which I love, how the way she do, you know, she knows she has an advantage 9 times out of 10 when she's wrestling somebody, how the way she do kind of get a way of. Get a little, I have to say, as you said, kind of out condition, she'd be a little out breath, out condition, and kind of just throw her weight around, no pun intended, or just do a little kind of, you know, maneuver because she knows she's the victim. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of went back to towards the match they had. She kind of, in a way, met her match. And Charlotte, you know, had that same eagle frame as her, too. Was like, heck no, you make a dude get away with Bayley, Becky, and Sasha. You're not gonna drop me on my neck like that, honey. I ain't trying to be a female, but, you know, obviously. So,
yeah.
I would really love to see them view for a title again. Charlotte versus Alexa. I mean, that's really money right there.
Right, right. Hey, I want to take a phone call. Kayvon, I'll let you, you want to jump in or do you want, we can go to this phone call real quick. I know we got a few minutes to go.
We can go to the phone call.
All right, this is our brother calling in. I don't know which one is calling in, but what's up, brother? You're back on Russell Talking to D, man.
Oh, yeah, baby, I'm back. Like part 2, 3, and 4, this is the Black Man Coco T-Ware, founder and leader K-Face the People's Band. And do my ears deceive me, or are y'all talking about Nia Jax, my favorite female wrestler, in all the wrestling business right now? Is that what I'm hearing right now, Brother Montez and good Brother K-Vine? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
Yes. Yes, sir. Dominic's here, too.
Good Brother Dom, what's happening, Daddy?
What's going on, Sugar Daddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
We are talking about the big, beautiful night. Yes, we are, Daddy. We just want to know if she's, what, I mean, I'm ready for her for a title push, but if she, is it about time? Do you think that it should be her than Alexa Bliss going after that Raw Women's Championship?
Well, I'm here to tell y'all right now, when Nia is ready to be champion, she will be champion. That's all I got to say about that. And all this talk about her not being safe, well, let me tell you this. If you want safe, get in the car and put on a seatbelt, baby. If you're going to get on a motorcycle, ride a helmet. To say she's not safe is just ridiculous because she can't help it that she's stronger than everybody else. Even when she was a kid, she was stronger than everybody else. They had to take her out of the karate class because she was just too strong for the kids her age. She can't help it because she's a step ahead of everybody else, and she's stronger than everybody else. And that includes the women's division, baby. Listen, this is wrestling. This ain't no ballet. This ain't moonwalking. This ain't tap dancing. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to be tough in this here industry, as they call it. And so people saying, oh, she's not safe. She's not safe. Well, let me tell you, if she wasn't safe, the boss man at the very top, Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, would have been let her go, irregardless of who her kinfolk is, irregardless of who The Rock is to her and whatnot. I just think people just find somebody that they just want to pick on, or they want to bully, or they want to find some fault because they like somebody else, and they just mad because that good sister Nia Jax is still in the ring, doing the thing, and she's probably going to have a title run. So y'all better get ready. Get your tissues out. Get your Kleenexes out. Go talk to your favorite shrink, because my girl Nia Jax is going to stay at the top as a heel female wrestler. That's all I got to say about it.
I did that, Daddy, y'all. But just hear me out now. Hear me out. I know you got to be tough. I'm not saying. Hear me out, bro. It's another female superstar. She's on SmackDown. She's corporate friend. I'm the roughest, toughest, fastest, strongest EST. But as far as we talking about work-wise, she's over CNS phrase that she's the toughest. She kind of shows somewhat of, is showing somewhat of a liability that, you know, she's not hurting. You know, she's doing these strong woman moves. That's like wow for her size, but you can tell she's not overdoing it or trying to literally add a little pump.
But see, that's the problem, good Brother Don. Brother Don, see, that's the problem. She's a liability according to whom? According to whom is she a liability? Everybody outside of the people who sign her checks and give her the green light to go out in that ring, who says she's a liability? That's what I don't understand. It makes no sense. If that's the case, any other wrestler that's out there that you're working on every now and again is a liability. But that's just not true. So
So I really don't get what people are getting. See, that's the problem with us wrestling fans. See, we done relegated ourselves from going to being wrestling fans to a bunch of gum bumping regular rabbits. That's our problem. We see something and we want to judge everything because we think we know how to wrestle. And then one of us is in that ring, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, with regard to Charlotte and Nijak battling out the ring, who's to say that they said, hey, we going to work this on purpose? Let's get some extra talk about and complain. I mean, you don't think they don't do that? You know, back in the day, when world-class wrestling, when the Von Ness was in charge, did you know that sometimes in those big matches, they would particularly work stiff with one another, baby? They would do that on purpose because they was making people eat out of their hands, baby, making them feel the intensity of the rivalry of whomever they was going against, whether it was Baron Von Raskin or them Fabulous Freebirds. So it really, at the end of the day, I think we shouldn't take too much stock into this. Because at this point, I just think it's nonsensical. The more people, oh, she's not saving. Oh, she's too this, and she's too that. And she's still on the bill, baby. She's still showing up every week. At some point, you got to just stop. In my opinion, we just got to stop it. If she's just that dangerous, that much of a, listen, a woman of her size and all that, you know, I'm not talking about a wedding or nothing like that, but you would thought with two knee injuries that she's sustained. You'd have thought they would have let her go because of that, but they didn't. See, I would see that as being more of a liability, but they didn't. Because she recovered and she came back and she's a strong girl and all them things. But all this talk about her being unsafe, I just think at this point people just finding something or somebody to blame. That's all that is. Because people say, oh, she can't wrestle, she can't do this.
It's not about blaming about, I mean, I'm not too much into it, but like I said, I love her dearly. I want her as my opinion, my book is happening right now. But it's just that kind of, I can see the little trace of her kind of being a little too laid back at times for a little, some little bump into it. But I mean, it's just me. It's full stuff, you know.
I hear that.
I see at times, but of course, now hear me out. You do have a point to a degree of. If she's so an issue, why is she not gone? But I feel like Vince, at times, no matter what, he's stuck on third piece. He's going to know better if not just outside the wrestling world, if a certain wrestler do something that's, you know, how to wait because of gimmick, that's most something that's uncool with activist group or whatnot. And there's this to the whole, you know, FBI or organization group is calling for them to fire them or remove this superstar, what they do. You know, Vince want to stick to whoever, who he likes. Right now, and probably will be stuck in his way. If he feel like, if his ticket, if you are making sales or making no money, or if this is his budget, and being his flunky to the way, he's going to, and I'm not saying Naya is doing that, but he's going to affect the, if he saw someone sold on you, no matter what the issue, like what we're talking about, he's going to keep. I mean, flat out. So he had enough of you. So that's all I was just trying to say.
Understood.
All right, guys, we are running out of time for tonight. We definitely got to bring this back up next week. I'm going to let Kayvon say his piece, but we are running out of time for tonight. But I do want to talk about NWA Empower next week a little bit and how I feel that pay-per-view was a fraudulent and I, to some degree. And I'll tell you why next week, because there's a lot of things that I did not like about that pay-per-view, and it has nothing to do with wrestling. So Don't let me forget to bring it up next Tuesday because I have a lot to say about that. But any final thoughts before we close out? Kayvon, you got any final thoughts before we close out?
Sure. You said at the beginning of the show, you said WWE has died. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE has not died yet. Okay. And if I find out that you're saying that WWE has died, trust and believe, the Tribal Chief will pay you a personal visit, and I don't think you'll like that.
and let me make this clear. We don't believe WWE has died, but these marks and whoever they are, they think WWE is dead. I think it's bullcrap that people think they're dead just because of one night of AEW bringing in big names. But, Dominic, you got any final thoughts?
No final thoughts. I'm pretty much, yeah, it's not dead. I mean, to me, we know it's going to be on life support once if Vince McMahon ever sells the company to somebody that's not within the McMahon family. That's when we're going to start panicking. Definitely, you should say it's about to die. So, but it's still good, man. We just, you know, yeah, it's just one night. Hopefully they can get it right.
All right, caller Coco, you got any final thoughts before we sign off?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna continue this whole is the WWE dead or dying. Let me tell y'all right now, this is laughable. It is comical. I can't even take it seriously. I can't even believe people saying, "Yeah, yes, sir."
Hey, we played this at the beginning of the show. I'm gonna let you say your piece, but I'm gonna play this backdrop, this song while you putting people in their place.
All right, here we go. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
How do I?
Okay, so let me tell y'all right now, real quick. You got to understand about WWE. You may think they dead. But y'all is fooling out your mind if you think for 1 second that Vince Kennedy McMahon is going to let his baby die. If he lets it die, it's going to be at his choice. Not because some new hot shot show that's barely 2 years old, just barely hitting Tampa Blue, just grew some teeth, baby. No way, no way, Jose, you're out your mind. This wrestling company has been around since his daddy was alive, and it's going to still be around when his grandchildren probably take over the business or whatever. But I think it's laughable to sit up here and say that WWE is done and over with. Y'all are out your mind. Totally out your mind.
Hey, thank you, Coco. Thank you, Coco. Special thanks to Dominic, Kayvon, Coco. This has been Russell Talking to D. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.